Welcome to Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community Radio Show. I'm Julie Ellenbecker, president of Ellenbecker Investment Group. EIG is committed to bringing awareness to organizations in our community. This show highlights local and surrounding area nonprofits to help listeners learn how they can have an impact in our community and is for educational purposes only. We believe that helping the community is always positive and recognize the importance of providing a voice. Every organization highlighted is a qualified 501c3. The opinions and missions expressed on MPC do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Ellenbecker Investment Group employees and leaders. Please enjoy today's show.
Welcome. This is EIG, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for Milwaukee's philanthropic community, where we give nonprofits a voice, a platform to share their mission and their vision, as well as all the great things they do to make a big impact in our community. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations at EIG. A practice that I've been doing for many years now, and I've shared with other people, is coming up with a word for the year. A word that will inspire you or motivate you to be your best self. A word that encompasses what you want to stand for, strive for, what you really believe to be important, like a personal motto or core value, if you will. And over the years, I've had words like purpose, joy, gratitude, blessing, legacy, and significance, to name a few. Focusing on a word or a phrase is really a great way to be reminded of what's important, especially when life gets crazy and stressful. I love the quote that says, "What really matters in life is not what we bought, but what we built. Not what we got, but what we shared. Not our competence, but our character. And not our success, but our significance." Live a life that matters, and live a life of love. When I think about the people in my life that I love and adore, I think of my husband and children. I actually think that's pretty common, assuming you have a hubby and kids. But what about your parents? What about your grandparents? Now, I realize that not everyone has parents or grandparents still living that they can love on. If you do, consider that a tremendous blessing. If you don't, could you possibly adopt a senior to love on and support through their remaining years? Because these are really the years that can be especially lonely and tough because of physical and mental health challenges. Spending time with our elderly population is so good, not only for us as adults, but for children as well. Think of the life lessons to be learned. I saw a Facebook post the other day that said, "Learn from people who have walked the path before you. Respect them because someday, sooner than you can ever imagine, you're going to be old too." Care for those who once cared for us. It's one of the highest honors. If you have a word or a core value like empathy or love or service, how can you live that out and apply it to seniors, either in your own family or in your community? Let's talk with our guest today and find out what they're doing, and we might just get some ideas. So welcome to the show today, Kristen Ferge, President and CFO of Capri Communities, Cindy Robinson, Senior VP of Sales at Capri, and Russ McMinn, board member of Kiara Communities Foundation, whose relationship with Capri Communities is a true partnership, collectively benefiting the community. So thank you for all being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Kristen, let's start with you. How did you get connected with Capri and the Kiara Communities Foundation?
Thank you for having us, Jill. I found the senior living industry actually by accident when I was working for a startup company. I've been in the industry over 25 years, and I think what really drew me to the industry and has kept me in the industry is that there's a sense of compassion, empathy, and a focus on quality. It's also an industry that we all can relate to as we see our grandparents, our parents, and honestly, eventually ourselves age.
Right.
I wanted to be a part of a community and an organization that helps seniors live out the back half of their lives by enjoying life and aging with dignity.
Nice. Well, Russ, I understand that you are on the board of the Kiara Communities Foundation. Share a little bit about yourself and why you're involved.
Well, I graduated from college and moved to St. Louis and got into banking, and I've been there for the past 40 years. I retired a couple of years ago. So, but you know, as a commercial lender, I was involved with senior housing, going back a long way, actually. And it was good business for the bank. Their borrowers, they'd borrow a lot of money, typically, and it was good business for me. I got involved with Chiara at the invitation of Jim Tarantino, the founder of Capri Communities, years ago. So I've been with Chiara since it was founded.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, give us the mission of Chiara.
There, you know, we have several missions, but I think overall we operate much like a real estate investment trust. We own the real estate and the buildings and the equipment, and we've entered into a long-term agreement, management agreement, with Capri Communities, the operator of all of our facilities. And it's really that partnership that you mentioned that manages the community reinvestment. We have one of our key missions is to not remove any of our residents that outlive their wealth, which is incredibly important now. Few people have saved enough money to support their living after they're no longer able to serve themselves. So, and that's difficult at times. But you know, we so far, knock on wood, we've been able to do that. As far as our contribution to the communities, just based on what we do, with 20% of our residents being lower income residents in all of our facilities, we've really given back over $20 million to the communities based on fees not collected. We're just providing services basically for free.
It's wonderful.
It is, and I think it's appreciated. You know, we also do other things. We do smaller fundraisers. I mean, $20 million is a big number, so to talk about smaller fundraising activities is a little bit seemingly de minimis, but you know, we do community projects, which we'll talk about in a while.
Okay. Well, Kristen, why don't you tell us a bit more about Chiara Properties in particular, like how many seniors are you serving, etc.?
Sure. So there are 21 senior living properties within the Chiara portfolios that serve over 2,000 seniors. In 8 Wisconsin counties, and they employ around 650 employees.
Wow, okay. Bigger than one might think.
Yeah.
Well, give us some examples of how Chiara's mission is being carried out then.
We do a number of things in addition to providing services for seniors. We have in our St. Catherine Commons area, which is in Kenosha, we run the lemonade stand every year that raised thousands of dollars for Alzheimer's support, Alzheimer's research and support. Alzheimer's seems to be, as we all know, a terrible illness. Mm-hmm. And many of our efforts go to fund that particular issue. Village Point Commons raised over $13,000 in their walk to end Alzheimer's. Now, Chiara has 7 directors. So for 7 guys to raise $13,000 just isn't practical. That's why I say that we are partnered with Capri. It's their employees that really did this. So, you know, I really tip my hat to them. St. Catherine's Commons also hosts a chili cook-off, which I have been to a couple of times. And it's pretty remarkable, the turnout. And that's one where the whole community gets involved and comes in and tries the chili cook-off.
People love chili here in
Wisconsin.
I
love chili, too. You know. The Highland Campus in Sun Prairie hosts a car show, which I have also driven by. Now, I'm not a car enthusiast. I can't afford to be. But their car show is really pretty remarkable, and it does have tremendous community support in the summertime. And again, that's to support Alzheimer's awareness. Summit Woods is actually supporting the American Heart Association. They raised $1,700 this past year. St. Rita Square, which is downtown, raised $2,280 for the Eastside Senior Services.
Yeah, I think another great example of some of the ways we get engaged is the St. Rita Square management team. They support the Milwaukee's Best Sauce Contest at Festa Italiana, if anybody's been there and tasted. It's a way for them to honor the heritage of their community in kind of a fun way.
Yeah. Well, these are all great examples of community engagement that touch so many different people in so many different ways, right? I understand there's one particular event that Kiara operates that our audience would probably enjoy hearing about, and it's the single largest collective community engagement effort under the Kiara Communities Foundation umbrella, and it's called the Enjoy Life Active Aging Symposium, and it's managed by Capri Communities. So stay tuned, and you can hear more about this great event after our commercial break.
Thanks for tuning in. This is EIG, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, with your host, Julie Conimo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Jill Economo, and joining me today are my guests, Kristen Fergie and Cindy Robinson from Capri Communities, and Russ McMinn, board member from Kiara Communities Foundation. So before the break, I mentioned Kiara Community Foundation's signature annual event, the Enjoy Life Active Aging Symposium. So give us some details about this great event.
Sure. Let me give you some background how we developed the event. A couple of years ago, we were talking about having a conversation about what could we do as a senior event that focused on the positive of aging rather than the healthcare support. There are a lot of senior fairs that offer healthcare opportunities to learn about. So we didn't want to repeat that. We wanted to do something a little different. And we really wanted to focus on the joys of aging. And that really resonates with our mission, both Kiara and Capri's foundation mission of enjoying life. So in 2022, we really started to focus in on what that might look like, what those partnerships needed to be. So in June of 2023, we hosted our first Active Aging Symposium. And what the whole focus of the symposium is to really open up older adults to get involved, try new things, and to live life the fullest, and based on whatever that means to them. The event over the past couple of years have really drawn a wider audience, people range in age from 50 to over 84. So it's geared toward really expanding people's opportunities of looking at themselves as they age in process. Sometimes adult children come with their parents. Sometimes adult children are just coming on their own to learn something new. And then, of course, we have the older adults. And I would say about our average age of coming in is about 72. But again, we're seeing a little bit younger demographic coming in walking through the doors as well. So the event is really to focus on the positives. It's a perfect blend of our missions. It's free. It's a one-day event we host annually in June. It features a lot of speakers, interactive activities, exhibitors, games, prizes, music, food for purchase, and just a lot going on.
Well, really, we don't need to say much more. It's a free event, and you have games and prizes and music and food. So that's a big, what more could people want, right? But give us an idea of some of the speakers you've had in the past and what else people could expect to see at this free symposium.
Sure. So we carefully curate all of our speakers to make sure that our content and education is informative and fun. In the past, we've had John McGivern and Jennifer Badalata, who are both local celebrities, if you will. John is very much a local celebrity and always a crowd favorite whenever we've had him. He really understands that senior audience, and really his unique blend of humor and Wisconsin roots, it makes it a really fun afternoon for the people that attend. Another speaker we've had in the past is Jennifer Bartolotta. She's really a dynamic speaker who talks about emotional fluency and coming to terms with life changes. Her session can be really transformative, and that's what we really look for in our speakers, somebody who's going to really resonate with the crowd. Some of the things that Jennifer shared with me after her last attendance at one of our symposium was how much the audience really touched her. The first was a story of a woman who was around 80, and she was attending with a friend, and she told Jennifer after her session, "You really don't know how much that session resonated with me. You saved my life today." And the second was a gentleman in his mid-50s who asked Jennifer if she had written a book about what she was speaking about. And when Jennifer responded to him, "No," he said, "Well, you should." And so Jennifer shared with me those interactions really utterly changed her, because for the first time in the years of delivering her work to people, they helped her see that she had a great story about loss and grief, and that the things that she did to put herself back together really helped other people. So when we talk about the symposium, it really does touch a wide audience in a variety of different ways, whether it's emotional or having fun, learning something new. Every year our symposium has gotten larger and larger, and last year we had close to 1,000 people attend. So we're really hoping that every year that number continues to grow.
And give us like some examples of some of the things that they'll see.
Sure. So we do things like karaoke.
Ah.
We are going to
senior karaoke. That's
senior karaoke.
Interesting.
It's really fun. Speed friending, which is a slight variation of speed dating, but you want to make a new friend. Senior trends fashion show, which is always a big hit. Dancing exhibitions. We've had the Dancing Grandies in the past. We've had some of the other dancing troupes in the local area come and give us a show. So there's a lot of entertainment that you can see, as well as really good vendors that we have come alongside us. We've had a lot of different vendors coming in that provide information about makeup artistry and wigs, and some financial institutions have come in, and skincare. So it's just a really fun kind of dynamic day for everybody.
And diverse offerings.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
For sure.
So if you have a senior in your life, take them to that event and share the day with them. Sounds
sure.
like it's a place that they can go and get all kinds of good information.
It's almost set up like a trade show where you have booths outside the main auditorium, and you're not stuck sitting in an auditorium for the entire event. You can go and
get up
visit.
And move.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And you can visit those areas that have interest to you.
Very nice. Well, where should people go then if they want to learn more about this Enjoy Life Active Aging Symposium?
Well, they can go to the CapriCommunities.com website, which is really very robust. And there will be information on that site, but also to the EnjoyLifeSymposium.com, which is the direct link to the symposium.
Okay. So they can either visit CapriCommunities.com or EnjoyLifeSymposium.com.
Right.
Okay. What about contributions to Kiara?
Well, Kiara is a 501c3, and we do accept contributions, although we've not actively been out really trying to raise them. Our focus has been on maintaining the cash flow from the senior housing facilities that we own. But if you would like to make a donation, you can reach out to Capri Communities and either talk to Cindy or to Kristen. To make that donation. We appreciate and really that's one of our longer term goals, is to create a, we're called foundation, but really to create a foundation, maybe better called an endowment, so that we could give, we've been talking about scholarships to worthy kids in the community. So, I mean, we're trying to do a lot of stuff. I mean, We started in 2018, Kiara started in 2018, and COVID hit. So that kind of took the wind out of our sails, but we're back up and running now. So
Very
having
good.
Just
You're
closed on a large acquisition of 6 more properties.
Wonderful. In December. So you're back to business as usual, huh?
We are, yeah. Trying to be.
Wonderful. Well, okay. Thank you for being here, both of you, today and sharing all the ways that you're making a difference in our community.
Can I just add one more thing about the symposium? And I regret I didn't mention this sooner. We do have a whole section that people are invited to come for their nonprofits. And so I want to make sure that everybody who is maybe listening and maybe involved in a nonprofit that's kind of senior friendly, YMCA, Osher Center for Senior for Long Life Learning, ARIS Senior Network, those are nonprofits that we want to feature. And we would invite any nonprofit that has a senior focus or an adult, mature adult focus to contact us. We will create a booklet that will be handed out to all the seniors and their adult children that are coming through. So if you have a need or want to share your message, please contact us well with your information so we can highlight your nonprofit at the symposium.
Okay, and the best way to do that again is through the website?
Or, correct.
Okay, capricommunities.com or enjoylifesymposium.com. Okay, thank you very much. Again, thank you both for being here today.
Thank you.
After we return from a quick commercial break, we're going to hear from one of the nonprofits that has been featured at the Enjoy Life Active Aging Symposium. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to EIG, Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back to Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations. And my next guest today is Daryl Anderson, Executive Director from ARIS Senior Network, who was one of the nonprofits that has been featured in the Enjoy Life Active Aging Symposium. Welcome to the show today, Daryl.
Thanks so much, Jill, for having us, and we really appreciate Ellen Becker Investment Group for welcoming us today.
You're welcome. Glad that you're here. So how did your journey in nonprofit work lead you to ARIS Senior Network and consequently draw you to their mission?
Yeah, that's a great question, Jill. I've served more than a decade in leading nonprofit work, more specifically working with youth and families before coming to ARIS Senior Network. And so in that work, what I've learned is that what's a strong commonality is community coming together to support community needs is really the contributor to success in making communities more stronger and ensuring that there's equity and support and programs and resources, more specifically within those communities that have more needs.
Okay, and then tell us about the mission specifically of ARIS Senior Network and how it guides your programs and your services that you offer.
Yeah, so our mission at ARIS Senior Network is primarily to support seniors, older adults, adults with disabilities, and family caregivers in leading more meaningful lives. And so we do that through primarily providing essential services to those older adults who need access to things such as transportation or where there may be food insecurity, or efforts in reducing social isolation. And so those are our targeted areas that we work and we aim to support. ARIS Senior Network is a volunteer-led organization, and so we mobilize more than 900 volunteers across Waukesha and Milwaukee counties that primarily supports our older adult clients. When we think about the clients that we're supporting, these are individuals that are typically age 65 and older, and most of our clients, about 80% of our client base, are individuals who are looking for transportation resources. So that may be transportation to a healthcare appointment, to a doctor appointment, and or transportation to the grocery store or to manage other day-to-day responsibilities.
And don't you also do things like seasonal yard cleanup and take them to social activities and that kind of a thing?
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay. So, you know, we understand that social isolation is a huge killer for older adults, right? You know, and so many of our clients have expressed the need to be able to have socialization with peers and members of their age group. And so at ARIS, we're fortunate because we're able to partner with other local community organizations and community agencies that also have a mission in providing support for seniors.
Okay. So if you're a volunteer, you might be taking a senior to play bingo, for example.
Absolutely.
Or, you know, take them to the food pantry or something else, that in addition to the doctor appointments, which is probably your most common thing.
Yes.
Okay, so Milwaukee and Waukesha counties are among the fastest growing areas for older adults in Wisconsin. So what unique challenges, if any, does this present for ERAs?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, one of the things that comes to mind is, as we're looking at that rapidly growing population of older adults, and really where that resides is boomers. We have a very large base of boomers that we're serving in the community. But the other side to that, the caveat to that, is of our volunteer base, the majority of those individuals are also aging adults. Mm. So, you know, when we think about how we can grow a pipeline for more support as that client base is going to increase over the next several years. And when we say several years, although, you know, 7 to 10 years may seem so far out into the future, it's going to be knocking on our front door sooner than later, right? And so at ERAs, we're really trying to think along the lines of how can we promote the need for volunteerism in the community so that we can attack that growing need with older adult support. But I think the other part to that is those seniors who are currently supporting our work as volunteers, many of them are now transitioning into becoming clients. Mm. You know, so we're seeing that increase happening live time right now, while we're also strategizing to grow that volunteer base.
Okay, well, let's camp on volunteers for a moment. So ERAs relies heavily on them to keep its programs running. So why don't you give our audience an idea of what volunteering with ERAs looks like and what kind of difference your volunteers make in a senior's life?
Yeah, you know, volunteering at ERAs, it ranges. There's a variety of ways that community members can get involved with our programs and services. I think it ranges from transportation. So, you know, we have 80% of our volunteer base are individuals who are coming to ERAs, and they are literally using their own time, talent, resources, more specifically their vehicles, to transport seniors to, again, those healthcare appointments or to take them grocery shopping. And what's really unique about that experience is organically meaningful friendships are formed, right? What we'll see is a lot of times clients may make the request to have the same volunteer because, you know, there's established trust and there's a growing working friendship, right? And within that volunteer relationship. So great opportunities there. We also have individuals who may look more for seasonal volunteer opportunities where they can participate in a yard cleanup, or individuals may be willing to support minor in-home repairs. That may be going in and changing out a socket on an outlet for a senior, right? But then when we think about those social activities or social opportunities, again, we have volunteers who are raising their hands to take clients to social activities. We partner with Serving Older Adults in Milwaukee County, and so great partnership there. But many of the seniors who reside in the what we call Harambe or Bronzeville neighborhood are individuals who are also receiving rides to those locations for social activities in Milwaukee County. So it really ranges. I think about the volunteers who are also going to Hunger Task Force to pick up stock boxes and make those stock box deliveries to the homes of many of our senior clients. So, you know, ways in which how individuals can get involved, it varies. But really what we ask is for individuals to share with us whether or not they have the time and the availability to be able to commit to those volunteer opportunities.
Yeah, and again, as you said, those relationships that are being built, you know, the isolation thing is so real with our elderly community. So having somebody that they can rely on a regular basis, yeah, I'm sure that's really important. ERAs also depends on corporate sponsorships and financial contributions to keep your programs free for seniors. So how can businesses get involved then? And why is corporate sponsorship so essential to your mission?
Yes. So, you know, we have phenomenal relationships with many corporations and businesses in both of the county areas that we're operating and providing programs and services for. But I think when I think about corporations or businesses, ways in which they can get involved, if you are a corporation or business and you have employee resource groups, there's always ways in which we can engage with volunteer engagement opportunities for employees. I think there's also the opportunity to help advance our mission work through corporate contributions. So being that we're a nonprofit, usually we're writing grants for support, and that may be local foundations or it may be coming from federal support. So, you know, corporations that are able to provide contributed support to our organization furthermore allows us to be able to serve more clients. One of the things that we do really well at ARIS is we've been able to continue to keep our programs and services at no cost to older adults, right? So aside from the direct services that we are providing, the support from corporations also allows us to continue to keep those programs at no cost.
Nice, very nice. Well, with an aging population and a growing need for senior services, how does ARIS plan to expand its reach then and recruit more volunteers to meet this demand?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think, you know, looking into the future, again, we know what those numbers are going to look like as far as increase with clients. In order for us to be able to expand our programs and services, it's starting with the need for community awareness, really truly understanding what ageism looks like and how it can negatively impact our growing senior population. But I think it's also, you know, promoting the need for stronger communities coming together to continue to uplift our seniors, right? And for us, the approach is really going to be to continue to connect with local community agencies, community partners, local government agencies that, you know, really promote and support the needs for older adult support within both of the counties that we're serving in.
Okay. Well, okay. So Daryl talked about volunteering being so very important for them to be able to carry out their mission, but there's actually another way that the community can participate in their mission. So stay tuned to find out more. We'll be right back.
Thanks for tuning in. This is EIG, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back to Milwaukee's philanthropic community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations, and I'm talking in our last segment today with Daryl Anderson, Executive Director from ARIS Senior Network, and also Cindy Robinson, the VP of Sales at Capri, who you met in the first half of our show, is sticking around to share some insights. So I mentioned before the break that volunteers are so very important for ARIS to carry out their mission and to offer all the programs that they have. But there's actually another way that people who care about this mission can get involved, and that's by being a member of their board. Cindy, you're a board member. So can you share a little bit about what inspired you to get involved in supporting older adults in Milwaukee and Waukesha counties?
Sure, Jill. Thanks for having me today and joining Daryl with this important message. I am Capri's sales and marketing director. And under that leadership, I have three pillars: marketing, sales, and life enrichment. And each of those areas really work in tandem with one another to educate and open up possibilities of the benefits of living in a community of peers. But with that, I've always had a really deep appreciation for the wisdom and the contributions of older adults. I really enjoy learning from their experiences and learning their life stories. And I really know the challenges that seniors face. My mom is a widow, and it's important to my family that she has the support she needs. And just as a personal connection, the hardest part of her aging journey has been her loss in her ability to drive. Mm. And that was based in part because her eyesight is failing, and she's had multiple accidents that weren't her fault, but we knew the root cause of those accidents happening. So with convincing her to lose her car, it was really a huge loss for her, and because she lost her autonomy. But with that, she also lost a sense of purpose because she was the one that provided transportations to her friends. Mm. So it was a double whammy for her. So, you know, knowing her loss and what we're facing as a family, and she's very happy right now, but just knowing that journey for her, it was really, that was what really resonated me with ERAS, with providing what they're serving and providing for older adults. So serving on the board really allows me to give back in a really meaningful way and ensures that all the seniors in our communities can continue to live with dignity and independence. And then with my background in senior living and the experience of my career and now my personal experience with my mom, I know how critical it is for older adults to have access to reliable transportation, home assistance, and that social engagement. So I joined the board because I wanted to be part of a solution that really helps seniors stay active, connected, and independent. The work ERAS does is really inspiring, and I'm honored to play a role in helping the organization grow and serve more people. I've always believed in the power of community service, and ERAS' mission resonated with me. The fact that Milwaukee and Waukesha counties have such a rapidly growing older adult populations really means there's an urgency that Daryl talked about earlier that really ensures that seniors have access to the support they need. Being on the board gives me that opportunity to advocate for those programs and help build partnerships that strengthen ERAS' impact.
Nice. Well, what would you say to someone who is perhaps considering supporting ERAS, either through volunteering or donating, or even being a board member, as far as how they can help drive the organization's success?
So if you're thinking about getting involved with ERAS, whether as a volunteer or donor, know that every contribution, either big or small, has a direct impact. A single ride to a doctor's appointment can mean the difference between a senior getting the care they need or going without. As a board, we really work to ensure that ERAS remains financially strong and our programs continue to serve those who need them most. And your support makes it possible. Volunteering with ERAS is one of the most rewarding experiences a person can have. Whether you're helping with that seasonal yard cleanup, providing companionship to a senior, you're really making a difference in their lives. And then also as a board, we focus on expanding those opportunities and making sure we have the resources to serve as many seniors as possible. And so if you're looking for a way to give back, it's a great place to start. We really thrive on our community involvement, and we depend on both the volunteers and those financial supporters to stay in our programs. One of the things I wanted to mention is, as a board member, we get to hear a meaningful moment at each board meeting that opens up. And those meaningful moments really touch on the impact our volunteers are having with those senior connections. And so those are such powerful ways to start our meetings, because then we really know that the board and ERAS is really making an impact to our seniors in both counties that we serve.
That's a great way to start a meeting, for sure. We talk about impactful stories of impact. You mm-hmm. know, how do you know that what you're doing works? And you can really explain or tell a story regarding that, and then it helps people really understand how your mission is working in people's lives. So we actually talked about a lot of really good and interesting things in our time together today. What would you say, Daryl, is one key point that you'd like to leave with our audience about supporting and loving on older adults and getting involved with ERAS Senior Network?
Yeah, Jill, you know, one of the things that comes to mind is, you know, the aging population is growing, and there's a need for continued support that's never been greater than now. So whether you can give an hour or make a financial contribution, it really helps to make a difference and allowing us to continue to support our senior community in a very large and meaningful way. I think caring for older adults is a responsibility that we all share. And many of our seniors in our community, they face isolation, mobility challenges, or many of them may lack access to essential services, right? So ERAS, our continued existence allows us to bridge that gap, but we cannot do it alone, right? A few other ways that individuals, community members, can get involved with our work, if it's not through a corporation or if it's not through directly serving as a volunteer. We also annually have many fundraising opportunities that help drive our mission forward. And so annually we hold our Tapestry Dinner, which is basically a benefit gala. It's typically hosted during the spring every year, and we alternate locations, but we are definitely open to community members who are interested in learning more about the work that we do and see an opportunity to be able to support.
Okay. Well, share with our audience what's the best way to get a hold of ERAs or talk with somebody there.
Absolutely. So if you visit our website at www.eras.org, tons of information that speaks more to our programs or services, ways to get involved and engaged as a volunteer, and other ways that community supporters can get involved with our mission work.
Okay. Well, I want to thank my guest today, Daryl Anderson, Executive Director from ERAs Senior Network, and Cindy Robinson and Kristen Fergie from Capri Communities, and Russ McMinn, board member at Kiara Communities Foundation. Thank you for sharing all the things that you do and how you make a difference for the wonderful senior population in our community. If you'd like more information about what we talked about today, you can reach out to Capri Communities, Kiara Communities Foundation, or ERAs Senior Network directly. And if you know of a great organization that's doing great work in our community, like any of the ones that we learned about today, that you think would be a great guest on our show, you can email me at jill@ellenbecker.com. If you'd like to hear more information and inspiration, along with some stories of impact from nonprofits and those that support them, tune in Sunday mornings at 10 to Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, where you'll learn about the ways that people and organizations are contributing to making our community a safe place. You can tune in to News Talk 1130 on your radio, your computer, or your cell phone. And to listen to previously aired shows, you can visit our website at ellenbecker.com, or you can listen on demand at Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, or Apple Podcast. So, as Daryl said before, remember that small actions can lead to big changes. If you want to be a part of something that can lead to big change, then think about how you might want to do that. Our guests have shared today many ways that you can make a difference with their organizations by donating, volunteering, or advocating for and with them. Those are the most common ways one might support an organization, using your time, your talent, and your resources to make a difference. Anything you do is always much appreciated. So I encourage you to take the time to figure out how you want to be a blessing and give a blessing. Thanks for listening today, and have a great day.